Good afternoon. Welcome to the Downstairs Care Out There blog podcast. My name's Mitchell Thomas. I apologise for the huge break between podcasts. I have been incredibly busy with both work and a couple of personal things, and another big project that I'm working on along with some great paramedics from around Australia. You should be able to hear more about that quite shortly. And that was all born out of hanging out with some really cool guys at Smack US. I think Smack US was probably the last time I made a podcast. And so once again, I apologise for the lengthy delay. Today I've come to you to talk about major incident reporting and how to do that. As with all radio reporting, I think you should have planned what you're going to say before you say it. I personally carry a number of quick reference cards that just have everything written down with some blank space for me to fill in with a texter so I can quickly figure out what I'm going to say and have that in front of me as I speak on the radio. Particularly in the case of patient reports to hospitals, it makes a handy little handover tool as well, because not only have I given the information on the radio, but I then have everything written down on a handy concise card to hand over. And if you're looking for those cards, I've got them up on the Downstairs Care Out There blog just under missed cards, and I'll post a link to the post that contains those in the show notes for this one. It's going to be a very short set of show notes. It's just going to have the format for reporting and a card that you can take, cut out, laminate, and keep in your pocket, fill out with a bit of texter, and I'll show you how to do that in a quick video. So now onto the methane report itself. This is a report you'd give to notify your control centre and anyone listening on the radio that there's a major incident in progress, particularly if you're the first car on scene. And the acronym breaks down like this. M stands for major incident, so you are declaring a major incident. E is your exact location. T is the type of incident. H is hazards, present or expected. A is access. That's safe routes and no-go routes. N is the number and severity of casualties. You can usually give this via whatever triage system you happen to use. So in our case here, we do green tag, yellow tag, red tag, white tag for a simple way to give an overall impression of the scene without getting into more detail on patients. And E is the emergency services present and required. So to give you an example of how this sounds when you're using it in real life, I'll just do off a little fake one that I've made up here for a... So for our fake incident, we'll do a light aircraft crash on an airfield outside of a town. So you'd start by calling your dispatch centre on the radio and telling them that you have a methane report. Then you start down your performer with M. So major incident, I am declaring a major incident. My exact location is 123 Fake Street, 4.7 kilometres outside Speed Town. The type of incident, I have one four-seater light plane crash onto tarmac at a regional airport. Hazards, there is fire, fuel, smoke and unknown cargo. Access. Access is via airport gate, west end of runway. Do not approach from east due to smoke hazard. Number of patients. Unable to be ascertained at this moment. There is still active fire. Four patients were on board when the plane took off. Emergency services present and required. I require fire, ambulance supervisor, heavy rescue, and police. So that's a full ethane report as I'd give it if I were giving it on the radio. You'll notice that my tempo does slow down quite a bit because you are working to give this information to someone who is trying to write it down. So before you give this report, just take a moment, breathe, and really slow down, because the poor person at the other end does have to scribble down what your frantic, adrenaline-fueled mouth is going to spurt. And the faster you talk and the more excited you get, the harder it will be for them to copy your message accurately. And if they don't copy it accurately the first time, you're not going to get the help and resources you need. And you're going to be tied up giving that message again and again and again to get the information that you need through to them. So before you give this report, just take a moment. Do a bit of combat breathing if you've been working on that. A bit of deep inhalations, slow exhalations to slow down your heart rate and try and combat that adrenal surge that comes with this type of incident. Okay guys, that's all for today. This was just a quick one, but I promise there will be more in the future. hopefully not as far in the future as they have been thus far. Thanks for listening, and I hope you get some use out of the resources.